Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Harmeet Dhillon, who's running for RNC chair, joins us. We ask the question, why is the RNC not live streaming their meeting? I think we know why. Tyler Boyer also joins us, who's one of the 168. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with the nation's most important organization, Turning Point USA, at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. I encourage you to start a high school chapter, start a college chapter, get involved in the fight for the future of America at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Friday is a major day. Friday, the Republican National Committee will be meeting in person in Dana Point, California, to decide who should be chairman or chairwoman. Mike Lindell is running, Harmeet Dhillon is running, and Ronna Romney is running. The question is, what does the future of the Republican Party hold? Now, some of you might say, Charlie, I don't quite understand the significance of this. It seems a little wonky and abstract. If the RNC does not change leadership, I am deathly afraid that we will almost certainly lose in 2024. I cannot raise the stakes higher than that. If you keep on doing what you are doing, then who's to say something will change? Joining us now is Harmeet Dhillon, who is running for chair of the RNC, and she's doing very well. She's within a couple of votes. In fact, out of nowhere, I had a member call me the other day, and they say, I'm going for Harmeet. Harmeet, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Harmeet, how do you believe things are going? Give us the update.
Well, things are going well. We have a momentum on our side. A lot of members are now just beginning to focus on this. We've been campaigning since December 5th when I announced, but suddenly I think I had several hours worth of phone calls over the weekend with members who had yet to make up their minds. And I gave them my closing argument as to why I think we are at a crossroads in the party. And if we don't make these significant changes right now, like you said, we are at risk of losing. And that's not just about the party, Charlie. That's about the country. This country relies on a robust two-party system. And our country is suffering under the hands of one of those parties right now. And so this is really why I'm, you know, prepared to leave the comfort of my home, my law firm, my nonprofit, chair of the Republican Lawyers, all of that behind to focus exclusively on turning the RNC around. And it can and it must be done.
Yeah. And so let's build this out. And just to remind the audience, two things. The RNC, because the way the federal election code is written, can do things that only the RNC can do. Now, that might sound self-evident, but no, a super PAC, a 501c4, is not able to coordinate with state committees, campaigns, share data, messaging, strategy. If we are serious about beating the Democrats in 2024, we need an RNC that is functional, that is raising money and deploying it correctly. Harmeet, talk about that, because some people say, oh, forget the RNC, I'm just going to do this on the outside. That might be a good alternative. There might be some way we can move the dial there, but you're going to be running up against the inevitable, but only the RNC can do X.
Right. So the RNC is necessary, but not sufficient to be strong for candidates at the federal level to win. RNC gathers resources in large chunks. So large donors who want to support the party can give, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whereas for campaigns, they're limited to a, you know, fraction of that, a tiny fraction of that. And so with that money, what we're supposed to be doing with it is making sure that the data is there to support our campaigns, because we can share that data with state parties and with campaigns. We want to make sure that people have a fundraising platform. So WinRed was created for that reason. There's some tweaks maybe there, but that's a good idea. It's centralized, like the Democrats Act Blue. We should be running air cover for our candidates by making sure that we are giving them resources. Messaging needs to be there to constantly be persuading voters. And then finally, we have to be doing year-round election integrity and election operational efforts. That's been completely missing from the RNC for four of the last 6 years. And of the last 2 years, our focus on some lawsuits to get into lawsuits where the other side sued us has been an improvement. I will give credit for that. But I would say it's a drop in the bucket compared to what's needed. And more importantly, we did zero to prepare our states and our candidates and our field workers for how to cope with the new election laws, universal vote by mail in some states, ballot harvesting, what we call ballot chasing, ballot curing. We may not like a lot of these things, and I don't, but while that's the law, if Democrats are voting for as much as 45 days in some states, and we're voting for one, we lose before we even get to election day. And we can't have that. We must compete, and that requires a year-round investment and effort at the RNC, Charlie.
I encourage every single one of you, we need you right now to just communicate your sentiment to your RNC chairman or committeeman. They are making their decisions in real time. And if you have not yet sent an email, you guys can get all the information. There's a website that is up and running. It's hireharmeet.com, H-I-R-E, harmeet.com. Hire like you're hiring somebody for a job. hireharmeet.com, and you'll go through it. We have a lot of patriots watching right now from Oklahoma. We have people from Nebraska. We have people from Ohio. Just go and contact them. That is all organized by Scott Pressler, by the way. And Harmeet, this is really bothering the ruling class of the RNC. In fact, they are putting out press releases that they're troubled that the people are now involved in this clubby process. Walk us
through that. I mean, look, I want to be fair here. Many members of the RNC do come from the grassroots, and even if they don't, they realize they're representatives of the people and they care. So emails to them, polite emails, best if you're from their state, are persuasive. Many other members of the RNC have been very angry with me that supporters of mine, like Scott Pressler, have put out email addresses. And, you know, there have also been some unfortunate phone calls from no effort of our side to people supporting Mike Lindell. I'm sure he also doesn't support that kind of, you know, effort. But at the end of the day, I'm a representative. Why did I step into this? I represent the voters in California, millions of them, Republican voters, who want the RNC to win elections. And they sent me there for that purpose. And I sit on a board. I sit on the board of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is not fulfilling its duty. And that's why I'm stepping forward. And so, you know, I'm used to hearing from voters all over the country, and I think it's my job to listen to them. So be aware that many members, in fact, I got a threat from the chair of a party in the Midwest saying, if you don't make this stop, I'll not only not vote for you, I'll actively campaign against you and make sure you lose. This is the attitude of chairs of Republican parties in the United States. Person needs to go.
Yeah, you keep on communicating with me, I'm going to destroy you. I mean, they can't. Right. They are so insulated from the people that they supposedly represent.
Right. I mean, look, at this point, the persuasion level has to be member to member. We're going into this meeting. I think everyone in the Republican Party has heard what the numbers are. The numbers are 85, 90, 95% for change at the RNC, 99% in some polls. And so that said, you know what we're going to be doing over the next several days in Dana Point, California, in the nice resort there, which is the location chosen by the chair. We will be meeting with members and trying to persuade them. There's a lot of horse trading, you know, deal making. Some people have called this akin to like a popularity contest in high school. It's unfortunate that our party is run this way, but I genuinely believe that almost all the members of the RNC have the right goals in mind, which is to do the right thing for the party. But, you know, when you have a lot of swamp folks and a lot of invested political consultants lobbying very hard and frankly, you know, using all the resources of the RNC against my campaign, you know, that those are the odds. It's a challenge, but we are very honored to have the support of many of the major donors of the party, millions and millions of voters in the party. A lot of members of Congress as well have come forward to support us, and virtually every, you know, conservative media commentator as well. So if the party doesn't listen to that and isn't persuaded by that and wants to stay the course, quote unquote, I mean, some of the things that members have said to me is, oh, Harmeet, you know, we can't change horses now. We have to stay the course. Well, where's that course leading you? Where has that course been over the last 6 years? That course is not leading you in the right direction. And if you stay on that course, you may, you know, go off a cliff. If we do not win in 2024, I'm afraid that we're going to be in a permanent minority status for a couple of decades in this country. I'm not trying to scaremonger here, but that's really what's at stake.
And two major donors have already pulled their support, Bernie Marcus and Dick Uihlein, the two biggest donors in the Republican Party, saying that we are not going to continue to support the RNC if it continues in the direction of Ronna Romney. And I'm going to read a email I got from a seven-figure donor who gives a lot of money across the board and could give a lot more to the RNC about why he supports your candidacy, Harmeet, and thinks Ronna is way off the reservation. Email sent by Mike Ryden, who is a serious donor to the Republican ecosystem, seven-plus figures a year. RNC members, the Republican National Committee is becoming less and less effective against a Democrat party that is trying to destroy this country. Why can you not see that? You are like the frog that sits in water waiting to be boiled. Our country is never going back to the good old days where you could do nothing of substance, run stupid and often insulting TV ads, and still win. The Democrat Party machine has outsmarted you every step of the way, and the same RNC chair who cannot figure out how to win against the worst possible candidates imaginable is not going to save this country. Perhaps you can be excused for losing the 2020 election because you were taken by surprise. There is no excuse to have done so poorly in the midterm election. The party needs new leadership. A good leader doesn't continually make excuses. They just figure out how to get the job done. We need a leader with the legal experience and expertise to beat the Democrats at their own game. And I think Harmeet Dhillon is that leader. And perhaps you think it doesn't matter whether we win or not, because regardless of which party is in power, life will continue to get better and better here in the U.S. for you and your children. Perhaps you think that massive illegal immigration with no checks on who comes into the country isn't important. Perhaps you think that begging dictators for energy doesn't matter, or that an educational system that pushes propaganda and silences any opposing thought instead of teaching critical thinking and useful subjects doesn't matter. What about encouraging kids to attempt to change their gender at an early age, or systemically trying to get white people and people of color to hate each other with CRT? The list goes on. The people who are trying to destroy this country know what they are doing, and too many in our party are clueless. We need a leader who understands this and why it's happening, how to fight, and who wants to fight it. That leader is Harmeet Dhillon. I'm now telling other large donors to quit giving any money to the RNC and instead give to organizations that actually make a difference. It would be really nice to see if we can make a change that the Republicans across the nation could get confidence to invest in the RNC again. Currently, the RNC is a poor investment for most of America. Sincerely, Mike Ryden, who is one of the largest Republican donors in the country. Harmeet, your reaction.
Well, look, I think a lot of those are my talking points, that we can't continue to do the same thing. We have to have a focus on winning. What he doesn't mention, and I've talked a lot about, is what happens to all the money the RNC raises. So it is true that Ronna has been a prolific fundraiser. It's pretty much her main focus. And again, fundraising is necessary, but not sufficient. A shocking amount of the money that the RNC raises goes to overhead costs of fundraising, double or triple what other organizations like us spend, sometimes quadruple in some categories.
Yep.
That means to political consultants. It means consultants who advise on fundraising. It means digital consultants who advise on digital fundraising. You know, all those 10x match emails and things like that.
They're nauseating.
Yeah. The price of purchasing lists is in the tens of millions of dollars at the RNC. Again, two political consultants. We sometimes purchase virtually the same list again and again. I think this is scandalous, and I've called for a audit of the RNC's finances. And to be clear, you know, I think a lot of this is going on in the office while the chair is out fundraising. So I know she's doing her best to raise money, but at the same time, we have to be accountable for what happens with the money that we raise, and it's not good. 20% of that money goes to the states to help elect Republicans. Some money goes to the NRCC, NRSC. A lot of it goes to overhead, and a lot of it goes to fundraising overhead and consultants who lose elections. So we don't have a concept of win bonuses in our pay structure. We don't have incentives that actually are based on benchmarks and accountability like we have in the corporate world. I mean, I'm a lawyer. You don't get paid for your work that doesn't succeed in many instances, and you're held accountable, and you don't keep getting rehired if you lose. But in the RNC, there's been virtually no turnover in the top recipients of our largesse to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars for many years. So look, no leadership change or no leadership challenge since 12 years the world has moved on in 12 years. In 12 years, Democrats are investing very heavily today in data, and they're investing very heavily in social media. Mr. Ryden talks about our investments in dumb TV advertising. That's mainly done by campaigns and, mm-hmm. and committees. But regardless, the point is, who's watching TV these days? Nobody under the age of 40. I'm in my 50s. I don't watch television. I consume most of my content in streaming or social media. And so we have to get with it. We spend zero right now at the RNC on social media influencers, whereas the Democrats have these complete buffoons wandering around the White House and making content that's yep. very popular with young people. We don't want that content, but we have our own content. We have so many great things to talk about, the future of this great country, life, the border, some of these issues that affect the lives of Americans. It is easy to make content about the crazy state of our country, but instead it's business as usual, yep. cocktail parties, and patting ourselves on the back. I got to get off I got to get off that train. So we need a change.
The vote is Friday. Go to hireharmeet.com, H-I-R-E, harmeet.com. I will be there. Harmeet, keep working.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. It's a new year, and you may be trying to make some positive change in your life. New resolutions, habits, and thought processes. But let's be honest, these efforts do not always pan out. Have you ever given up after a few months because you don't see the results you were hoping for? That's where StrongCell comes in. I love it. In fact, I take it before every show. I'm a big believer in this because it contains NADH. I've kind of become a student of NAD. I'm going to tell you more about that in a second. Look, StrongCell is a scientific formula that helps boost your body's natural energy and restoration at the cellular level. So look, NAD is a crucial coenzyme that is critical for creating energy in your cells. Now, you might say, Charlie, this sounds too good to be true. NAD, go look it up online. Go do 5 minutes of research on NAD. It is a miracle coenzyme. Some people call it the anti-aging enzyme. It can help with depression. It can help with anxiety. It can help with drug detox. It can help with mental acuity, with memory. And StrongCell also puts CoQ10 and wild-caught marine collagen. Again, I take it every day, and the difference I feel is undeniable. By taking just one small bottle of StrongCell liquid every day, you can experience an energy boost within the first week and even more benefits within the first 15 days. After 30 days, you'll feel like a new person. But just don't take my word for it. Try StrongCell for yourself and see the difference it can make. To make it even easier, use promo code Charlie at StrongCell.com/Charlie for a 20% discount. Remember, this is not an energy drink. There are no stimulants or caffeine in StrongCell. The formula is designed to generate long-term positive change, so give StrongCell the full 4 weeks to work, and I promise you will not regret it. Learn more right now at their website. Visit StrongCell.com/Charlie and enter promo code Charlie for a 20% discount. They have made me a believer. Just go research NAD. I have done a lot of study on what NAD is, and I could tell you, a special 20% discount for Kirk Show fans will apply whether you want to test it out for 1 week or 4 weeks, but I highly encourage you to try it for all four. So go now and visit StrongCell.com/Charlie and enter promo code Charlie for 20% discount. We get so many people that want to partner with us and have their product advertised on our show. I say no to most of them. When I found out there was someone that was doing liquid NAD, I said, I want to learn about it. I took it for a month, and it's made a big difference. You've got to check it out. StrongCell.com/Charlie. Enter promo code Charlie for that 20% discount. Tyler Boyer here, who's going to be one of the voters on Friday. He is not a swing voter. Tyler, what is the latest in the RNC race?
Man, that was quite the letter that you read.
From Mike Ryden.
Mike Ryden. And we've been hearing that from all over the place, not just from donors, but from the grassroots, more importantly. And nothing has really changed since the beginning of this thing. Since the beginning, we saw the grassroots has been solidly in the camp for change. And really the only people that I think are standing in the way or supportive of that is the 168. So, as we brought up, just as a refresh for everybody, there's three votes from every state and territory. There's a national committee man, a national committee woman, and a state party chair. Those are the three votes that determine who becomes the RNC chair. And the race is down to this Friday. It's down to Rana versus Harmeet Dhillon versus Mike Lindell. It looks like right now Mike Lindell probably has about a handful of votes, I think, on the RNC right now from everything that we've seen. We've had a few people come out in vocal support, not many. Harmeet, I think, is doing a little bit better than that. I think she is going to sail through what would become the first vote, because you have to win a 50% plus majority.
What's that number then?
To win, it's 85 votes.
So that's the magic number.
That's the magic number. You have to get 85 votes in order to become RNC chair, if everybody is present. So if people aren't present, then that number shrinks. But you need a majority of the voting.
But you can do proxy, can't you?
There's proxies, yeah. So most everybody shows up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to get 163 votes, right? 168. You're going to get to 168.
Probably. I mean, there's probably, inevitably, sometimes there's disqualified votes because they don't send the right proxy. Sometimes people just don't show up. Sometimes people leave, you know, and don't vote.
Okay. So this is right on, on the margin.
You could be at 160, 162 votes. So you may not need 85.
That will lower the threshold.
Yeah, you need 81, 82 maybe. Okay. So it looks like right now that I think Rana is hovering right around the magic number. And Harmeet has been just cruising up. And I think that all of the Mike Lindell votes, if it goes to the second round, are probably going to vote for Harmeet in the second round, right?
So I think that's probably fair.
So, I mean, Harmeet, I think, is going to be, you know, outwardly and behind closed doors above 70s in the 70s. There's a lot of people on the RNC. I mean, this is like a really wild situation because you kind of have, you know, Trump staying out for the most part right now, but he just endorsed for co-chair, who's the state party chair from North Carolina, Michael Whatley. He's been like a huge Rana advocate. So a lot of people are signaling and saying, well, that's Trump saying that he's supporting Rana, which I actually don't think helps Rana. I actually think there's a lot of people that are on the RNC, like all the Trump fans that I know are all supporting Harmeet. So, you know, it's kind of a screwed up scenario that we have here where, mm-hmm. like Kellyanne Conway, who's received some money from the RNC and a lot of people, it seems like the only people that are out advocating for no change are the people who have been paid by the RNC, which I think is totally a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I mean, it's an imbalance, right? So 90 to 98% of the grassroots, and I think 100% of our audience right now, want to see a change at the RNC. They believe that losing is not acceptable. They believe that the current RNC is not getting the job done.
Well,
go ahead, and then I want to read one of these emails from a committeewoman from Texas.
Let me get into just real quickly why I'm so passionate about this, right? And again, this has nothing to do with Rana's personality, whatever. I think 6 years is a long time to be a party chair.
Yeah. Like it'd be 8 years if she gets reelected.
It's not a fun job. It really isn't. Being an RNC chair.
Then why does she want the job?
Well, you know, we do pay our RNC chair. And like, again, I do think that that's a valuable reason. And I think we should pay the RNC chair. But I mean, the reason why I'm so passionate about this is we have not been winning elections. We have.
Yeah.
And look back at Arizona, which I care about most. Arizona and all the models, in order to win the presidency in 2024, take about 60% of the models. You have to win Arizona. So Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, if you don't win a combination of those three states, you only have about a 15% chance to win. I think it's less than 20% chance to win the presidency. That's striking. And here's the reason why. In Arizona, we received about 50% of the same money this election cycle in 2022, those we did in 2018. That's scary when the Democrats are coming into Arizona spending 10 times more. How can you justify a leadership position where you underfund Arizona, which is a top three state you have to win in 2024? If you're wanting to run as RNC chair and be the RNC chair for a presidential cycle, how are you underfunding Arizona? And then I can make a lot of the same arguments for Wisconsin. I can make a lot of the same arguments for Florida. We can point to Georgia and what happened with the runoff. I mean, we are not in a perfect position to win in 2024. So you have to look at this and say, strategically, what are we going to do that's different? I've heard no plan of what we're going to do that's different. And Harmeet's presented some of that plan, right? So that's the reason why I'm voting for Harmeet.
The premise is so silly. And I'm going to read one of these emails here that one of our listeners forwarded, because the email boxes are being flooded because we're telling people how to do that. Hireharmeat.com.
Yeah, I'm getting thousands and thousands of emails. Yeah.
And it's intensifying,
text,
right?
Intense messages.
And so, again, I do not, I probably have met this person before. I apologize. I'm going to read the email on air. I won't even say the name, actually, of just one of the leaders who's voting from Texas.
Okay.
I'll send you the name later, but I don't.
I know who it is.
Yeah, but I'm going to read what she has said, because one of our listeners got a response. They said, thank you for your message supporting Harmeet Dhillon. There's no question Harmeet is brilliant. I respect your request. However, I'm concerned with many of the comments about Chairwoman Rana that are not true. Therefore, I'm supporting Rana for re-election. I'm committed to her prior to people weighing in. Okay, I came to the conclusion to support Rana based on my personal experience with her. I know Rana well. She's a woman of her word. She supported our efforts in Texas and has never failed to her commitment. Under her leadership, the RNC has spent millions in Texas to fund our first ever election integrity program, fieldwork, community centers, voter turnout. She worked tirelessly to help us keep Texas red. I could keep going, but I'm sorry. Do we judge the RNC based on activity or results?
Yeah, I mean, this is...
We lost the Senate. Hello?
This is the...
You're fired. You're done. I don't care how many doors you knocked on.
This is where I've been talking about priorities, right? So what's the priority of the RNC? Well, the priority of the RNC is to win presidential elections.
To win. No, it's just to win.
Win presidential elections, win important U.S. Senate elections, right? Federal elections, and then win Congress back. So the reality is this, is we were expecting like a 20-30 plus margin in Congress. That didn't happen. We were verging on the edge of,
yes,
and quite honestly, the unspoken word that nobody wants to say here is that we are on pace to lose Congress in 2024.
Of course we are. But I mean, the RNC is about to reelect the person who's been a miserable failure.
So we might win the Senate back. We might lose Congress again. And right now, if you don't bolster Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, you're going to lose the presidency. That's just like, that's statistically where you're at. And if you lose Arizona, like half, like 60% of your chance of winning the presidency is gone. It's just off the table. And if you take off Pennsylvania, then like another 30% is gone. So like you have like almost like no pathway to the presidency. You have a tiny margin. So this is what I'm saying. Like, this is a very logical stance, right? Has nothing to do with personalities. Has nothing to do with like what we wish would come true. Has everything to do with, You have to lay out if you're a general, you have to position your armies in the right places. You have to come up with a strategic plan and a backup plan and a backup to a backup plan in order to win the war. And we're losing big battles. We're losing massive battles in the battle for 2024. 2022 and 2020 were massive losses to our 2024 battle plan. And this is where we're at now. So a lot of people are just saying, hey, we need a new coach. Hey, we need a new general. And we need to swap it out. And by the way, some really great generals in the history of world wars and the history of the Civil War were swapped out because they weren't meeting expectations. We're not dealing with a George Washington here, okay?
Yeah, in World War II, every 60 days they'd swap out a general. It doesn't matter if you were a nice person, a good author. And by the way, if eventually you get to Patton, who's ruthless, like, yeah, I'm going to take Europe. Okay, you're hired.
And let me say this, and I'll say this again, and I hope, and I really hope that members of the RNC are listening to this point. And I hope that
there's a lot of people. We're getting a lot of emails. People are watching what you're saying.
And I'm telling you this is that Rana is not no one's targeting Rana as an awful person. No one's saying that she's bad. Anyone that's in this job is going to get the crap kicked out of them for 2 full years. That's just what happens when you're state party chair. That's what happens when you're a county party chair. That's what happens. I was a county party chair. I was chairman of Maricopa County 10 years ago. Like, it sucked. It was not fun. But here's the deal. Like, you can't expect to do that over and over and over. And if you're losing, you got to swap out. You know, when we won in 2016 for Trump, because of what we did here in Maricopa County, you know, I was like, there's no way I'm running for another term. Like, somebody else has got to tag in, because we had laid everything out on the field. If you're doing that properly, my opinion is this, is very simple, is that if you're properly doing that, you are ready to tag someone else in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal on Friday, everybody. And it's right on the margins right now. And look, I'm going to read another email here of an RNC committee person who said, you know, I'm behind Rana. This is someone who's vocally emailing back and forth.
Do you know what state it is?
Yeah, it's Ohio.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who it is, but I'll send you I don't want to say any names on here. But basically they say that, this is what they say. They say, do you know that other state parties like Arizona are not doing much more than fighting with one another? They're pointing at you. as the problem. Right. Yeah, let's just be comfortable losing. The RNC regime is comfortable losing. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty upset that John Fetterman's a U.S. senator. I want someone fired for that. Who gets fired? No one. So look, I'm planning to be at the RNC meeting. Tyler, I don't know if they're going to allow me to speak in favor of Harmeet or not, but if they do, my message is going to be very simple, which is 98% of the people you guys represent want to change in RNC leadership. I hope you listen to your voters. It's that simple. 98% of people think it's ridiculous what's happening at the RNC. Electing the current regime is a throbbing middle finger to the American conservative grassroots. I don't care about you. I'm going to keep on doing because I think I know better than you. It's that simple. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. January is Sanctity of Human Life Month, and we're taking a stand and making a difference. What if I told you that you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. $140 can save 5 mothers a free ultrasound and save babies. $280 can save 10 babies, and just $28 a month can save a baby for less than a dollar a day. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than the Sanctity of Human Life Month to save a baby. Join us. Call 833-850-BABY or go to preborn.org. We have an audience here that I love and that they've been so good to us, and I feel an obligation to go to California, show up to the meeting. I really don't want to go, but whatever, and to be the voice of the grassroots because I'm so sick and tired of just looking at this stuff from afar, but it's super clubby.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, I mean, good for you for going. I mean, just so
I don't know if they'll let me speak.
Well, just so you're aware, this is one of the reasons why the grassroots doesn't love the RNC is these are really shut down, closed off meetings. And so when we did the grassroots report that we gave to Chairwoman McDaniel, what we said was, hey, like open these things up to the grassroots. Like we should be doing trainings. We should be inviting in the general public into our meetings, not having these be like
these clandestine
smoky backroom meetings, you know, which that's not the total thing, but like it's definitely not a warm, welcoming environment, and it won't be warm and welcoming for you.
Sorry to interrupt, but just really quick, will they be live streaming this?
No.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Why are they not live streaming the meeting? Oh, because they think of themselves as the cardinals at the Vatican. And I don't mean it pejoratively, cardinals at the Vatican, but they do look at themselves as a religious conclave. How dare you question me? Your thoughts.
So let me tell you a quick story about what happened one time. So everything that we do in the RNC, as a member of the RNC, it's all public. It's in meeting minutes. It gets posted. It's, you know, you walk out, like you freely talk about it. You're a member of a... this is a public party organization, right? Like there's very little that happens privately unless you're on the executive committee with the executive privilege, right? Or you're the chair and these are private, you know, legalese type meetings. Most everything's public. So one time there was a resolutions committee meeting. These are, mind you, very public meetings. And we were passing a resolution to admonish Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger.
You were the... promoter of this. You were the pincer move. You were really...
So Dave Bossy introduced it. I was a co-signer onto it. Many
were
co-signers.
This was in Utah, wasn't it?
This was in Utah. And I was just in the room, just like tweeting like, okay, this is underway. Like pretty normal, like live tweeting, like not even like hardcore live tweeting. It was just like positive things. Like, okay, this is about to take it. Because a lot of people were like interested in what was going on. And as I was tweeting, all positive things, mind you, it wasn't like negative anything. It was just like, oh, like they're getting ready to vote on this. I was just going to tweet out the result of the vote that it was moving on to the body. I tweeted like, oh, this is about to happen. You know, Rana turns around and she goes, you can't tweet about this. Like to me, like in front of other people.
As if you're in a skiff that you're like... And tweeting out classified information.
And I love all my RNC members that are in there, but most of them are on Twitter and they're not Twitter pros. And like most of them are a little bit older and they're like, oh my gosh. Like it was like some kind of like vile thing when like I'm actually trying to like help the RNC out and like do positive things so that people can see it before it like gets out of hand or like the grassroots gets upset because somebody didn't vote for something. Anyways, long story short, I was like, oh, I didn't realize like this was like, like some kind of closed off meeting to the world. Like this is like pretty public information. And it was at that moment I realized like the RNC has been operating under like this like idea of like secrecy for years and years and years. And it shouldn't be. It should all be public.
So I'm sending out a tweet. It's our party. I'm sending out a tweet. Why is the RNC not live streaming their meetings this week? That's a very simple ask, right? Live stream it. Let's hear the arguments. I understand a secret ballot. I do. I actually think that's fine. You want to preserve that. But let's hear the speeches and let's see the gavel in, the gavel out. Let's see how the business operates. And by the way, if you are so proud of who you're selecting, then let's open it up. I am not going to watch this republic be torn apart by a backroom clubby deal at the Ritz-Carlton and Dana Point. I think it's outrageous. Open up the process.
Yeah, and I actually think I disagree with you even on the secret ballot. I think that every member of the RNC should go down and publicly vote.
I'm torn on this, and I could tell you why. Retribution. These people are vicious. And I think some people might vote for Harmeet because they
I understand what I'm saying.
I'm agree. Torn. I see it your way.
I agree with you, but I'm saying outside of this meeting alone.
Yes.
I'm saying I think it's as representatives, it should be like Congress. Everyone knows how you vote.
No, you mean on resolutions and stuff.
On everything, right? Like you're down representing. I'm representing literally millions of people at the RNC for our state of Arizona. I don't love the job, to be honest with you. Like nobody loves it. I get nothing out of it. I pay money out of pocket. We pay money out of pocket to do this. You know, and so like it's not a fun job by any means, but like I represent people and they should know how I'm voting. And I shouldn't like I have no this is what most of the members of the RNC are realizing. They have no ability to communicate their positions to tens of thousands, much less hundreds of thousands of people. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the Kansas committeeman. I won't tell you who. He says he will not vote for Harmeet because she donated twice to a Democrat. I find that hard to believe. She donated to Kamala Harris. And when Harmeet ran for office in California, she's allegedly not pro-life. Sounds like some serious misinformation being spread.
Yeah, Lila Rose from her organization, Live Action, came out and did a statement or a video for Harmeet, like saying like that's not true. So no, Harmeet's like totally pro-life. But yeah, I mean, there's just all this misinformation. You might have seen the article too that a bunch of people are accusing her of being Muslim. And
which she's
like
not.
That.
She's Sikh, which is a completely different faith. The Sikhs are some of the most peaceful, wisdom-loving, amazing people on the planet.
Yeah.
I grew up with Sikhs. They're awesome. They love America, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, anyway. In closing, Tyler, hireharmeet.com, H-I-R-E, harmeet.com.
Yeah. I mean, look, everybody's voice is really important right now. This next week of reaching out respectfully to the individuals who represent you on the RNC. If you don't know who these people are, I hope that you'll exit this week knowing exactly who these people are. I have no problem receiving contact from people. And I think
hireharmeet.com. Why are they not live streaming it? There's something going on at the meeting that they do not want to see go public. I'll be there as your voice. Tyler will too. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.